really English, really Renaissance pieces. The first two are from a manuscript source which is called the Robert's Bridge Fragment. And in it are the earliest known English pieces specifically for harpsichord, as opposed to harpsichord or organ or whatever instrument you might like to play them upon. So they have rather quaint names. The first is My Lady Carries Domp, and it's a domp is a kind of a slow dance. And the next one then is The Short Measure off My Lady Winkfield's Round, and it's a little bit of a quicker dance. Then following that, those are both mid-16th century, around 1550, we think. Then the next piece I will play is also English, but considerably later. It's by one of the great English virtuosos by the name of John Bull, who lived from 1562 to 1628, and I presume that this piece was written right around 1620 or so. It's called The King's Hunt, and in it one can envision the call to the hounds and the galloping across the fields. I might just say one other word. That is that we do know something about early fingerings. The people in early times did not finger music the way we do with a thumb crossing over. And if you were playing a scale, you would not play 1-2-3, 1-2-3-4-5, for instance. But rather, they crossed 3/4. So you have 3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4 going up, and 3-2-3-2-3-2 coming down. And we have actually in other countries, in Italy and Germany, actual instruction books that tell you what fingers to use in what types of passages. In England, we don't, but we do have quite a number of pieces that have been fingered. So we can assume from the fingerings that we find that this is how it was used. So 3 was a strong finger, and you fell on 3 for your strong beats. And actually, our fingering comes from the English fingering rather than the German or Italian fingering. Just you want to know a miscellaneous piece of information, there's one.
Thank you.
Pieces by Domenico Scarlatti, three sonatas. Scarlatti is such an interesting composer. Let me tell you just a little bit about him. Again, he was from, he's an exact contemporary of Bach's, incidentally. He and Handel and Bach were all born in the same year. Isn't that incredible? But Scarlatti, again, is from a dynasty of musicians. He was the son of Alessandro Scarlatti, who was a very famous Italian opera composer. And so Scarlatti felt himself evidently to be very much under his father's shadow in Italy and left to go to Portugal, where he became the harpsichord teacher and composer for Maria Barbara, who was crown princess of Portugal. Then he followed her, or went with her actually, to Spain when she became Queen of Spain, and served there with her throughout his life. It's odd that we have, well, first of all, Scarlatti wrote 555 sonatas. They are not sonatas as Beethoven wrote sonatas, but short two-part pieces, rather brief, but still 555 is an awful lot. And it seems as though he started writing them when he was about late in his 50s, and that he wrote by far the bulk of them, some 80% or more, after the age of 65. Until he died at the age of 72. Now this seems very odd. This plus the fact that we have no autographs whatsoever of Scarlatti. All of the sonatas appear in about three collections of very beautifully written out manuscripts, which are bound in leather, tooled leather with gilt and velvet, and you know, the whole business, just extremely elegant things. And the fact that, one other fact that's odd is that it is thought that Scarlatti, in his earlier years, was using a lot of hand crossings, a lot of really flamboyant things, and as he got older, he got too fat to be able to make these hand crossings, and so he no longer did it. But it seems as though there is a portrait, or virtually a photograph, of the royal family, which includes Scarlatti. And it's Maria Barbara that's fat, not Scarlatti. Scarlatti is very thin. So in an issue of the Music Library Association notes of about 3 years ago, Ralph Kirkpatrick, who is the very famous Scarlatti expert, plays devil's advocate and says, why is it that perhaps Maria Barbara wrote these sonatas? Why is it that maybe she didn't write them? And as far as we can tell, there is no conclusive evidence that said that she didn't. She was a very fine keyboard player, extremely gifted, evidently. And of course, it was so unseemly for a woman, especially a queen, to perform in public, or heaven forbid she should compose. That was just unheard of at that time, that perhaps she wrote the sonatas and they were copied into these big, beautiful volumes, and Scarlatti then had to put his name on them. We don't know. The thing that's so odd is that the earlier music that Scarlatti wrote is so, you know, really fifth rate. It's just dull, and there's not this spark of imagination that we find in at least half of the 555 sonatas. So I'll let you try and figure that one out. These, we can sort of guess the chronology of the sonatas, and Kirkpatrick has assigned numbers to them. So if you started with one being earliest, 555 being latest, I'm playing sort of late ones. There are three in the key of D. They're Kirkpatrick numbers 490, 491, and 492. And you will hear in it a lot of flamenco influence, a lot of Spanish guitars, and a lot of Spanish influence there, I think.